A new STEM-focused high school for students across the capital region is coming to Troy. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. Questar 3 BOCES is teaming up with Hudson Valley Community College to create a new program this fall that will serve students across 46 school districts in 7 counties. Students will choose between 4 education tracks taught by HVCC faculty in the college's renovated Lang Technical Building and graduate with both their high school diploma and up to 63 credits toward an associate's degree at the college. Announcing the school Thursday, HVCC President Roger Ramsamy says the goal is to fast-track students for careers in STEM, particularly for those fields in dire need of workers in the capital region. To do that, Ramsamy says it's important to pique students' interests early on.
If you get students at middle school, you can really put them to the challenge and direction and keep them motivated to some end result that is beneficial to them, to the region, to their families, and to whatever organization they choose to be part of. And that's our job here at the college, to make sure that we are the link to everything that's good in life.
Questar 3 BOCES District Superintendent Gladys Cruz says the new school will accept about 70 students a year in 4- and 6-year tracks, including computer information systems, engineering technology, environmental science, and health sciences. In addition to their classwork, Cruz says students will have access to all tutoring, support services, and activities at HVCC, as well as firsthand experiences with local partners like the Tech Valley Center of Gravity and the Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence.
This school will include a wide range of academic and workforce experiences, including mentoring, worksite visits, and internships.
This isn't HVCC's or President Ramsamy's first foray into high school programming. The college already houses the Clean Technologies Early College High School at its TechSmart Center in Malta and collaborates on similar programs with both Troy High School and Capital Region BOCES. But Ramsamy says this is their most extensive effort yet, and it's first on its central campus. Thanks to nearly $4 million in grant funding from the New York State Department of Education, it also comes at no cost to local school districts. Tuition, fees, books, and more are already covered. As it works with middle schools to identify its first class of ninth graders, Ramsamy hopes the school will appeal particularly to girls and students of color, traditionally underrepresented in the STEM fields.
This is an opportunity for us to help expand and give those minorities and women an opportunity to fill a slot that wasn't available to them. It's an opportunity for them to be educated and given the type of support that our college have, so that they can grow and graduate in something that's more productive than they might have ever even had a chance to be given.
Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.